All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, we are rocking and rolling here on a Thursday. The Blake Griffin stuff is there. I think it's a two-sided topic, too. As much fun as it is to bury Reggie Jackson and really be pissed and just say, look, I want Reggie out of here now. I want the Pistons to reclaim some pride, some dignity. You know, here's Blake giving you everything he's got. Has Blake Griffin become the athlete in this city? Like, I know it sounds ridiculous because the team blows and they're dead last in attendance, but let's think this over. The Tigers have no one. The Red Wings are a collection of kids who aren't ready, although Larkin's having a great year. They're kids and vets you don't want, right? So Tigers have nobody. Wings don't have nobody yet. Lions, how many people don't like Matthew Stafford? They don't have anything outside of that. Has Blake Griffin become the athlete in this city? Because I'll tell you one thing, this city's a sucker for try-hard guy. I mean, you'll fall in love with dude. I mean, hell, you fell in love with like Chris Draper and Darren McCarty. You fall in love with guys who are nowhere near the best player on your team, but you treat them like kings. You love effort. Well, what's Blake Griffin giving you? Blake's playing harder than he's ever played in his career. Ever. And he's all alone with a collection of nonsense. Is Blake right now the face of Detroit sports? And look, I'm not going to back away from it and tell you I would be stunned if his representation doesn't demand a trade this summer. But for right now, he's the number one athlete in this city. If this guy were playing this way in almost any other NBA town, oh my. His profile would be through the roof. I mean, forget about if Blake was doing this in LA or New York or Boston or Chicago, whatever. Even in secondary NBA cities, I think a lot more people would recognize it. But Blake right now is the best athlete we got in this city. It ain't saying much. But I do believe that's the other side of this topic. You know, Blake attacked this team's focus, their maturity, their ability to close games out after a win. I mean, Blake was imploring. He you could hear it in his voice how angry he was. Pistons basketball, when they've been good, it's been about, to borrow a phrase from the Memphis Grizzlies, grit and grind. It's been about toughness and physicality and grinding and focus and being smarter and trying harder. Blake's doing it. And nobody really seems to care. So there's a couple interesting topics there. And I stand by it. If Dwayne Casey wants to gain respect as a coach, if Dwayne Casey wants to form a bond with Blake, I'll tell you right now, professionally speaking, he should body bag Reggie Jackson. Professionally. I.e., DNPCD, suspension, or trade. I wouldn't play Reggie Jackson again. He ain't no good when he plays. His body language sucks. He's loose with the ball. He doesn't even look like he likes basketball. And then what he did last night, that's just a topper. I'd be done. 248-539-9797. Ticket text coming in. Agree with the caller. Miggy needs to go. Had a bad attitude. He's overpaid. That's from Errol. Blake is the only one. Larkin's been for sure playing, and from what I've heard, acting like a true leader. You're right. Fine, we could argue it. He's probably a little young to own the city, but you know what? Fine. I'm not going to die on the hill. Blake Griffin is everything I wish Matthew Stafford would be. That's from Kevin. I wish Blake would have punched Reggie already. Wings and Pistons are bad, but the Wings are at least fun to watch because of effort and enthusiasm. It's because the Wings, at least now, we can all admit, are starting to have a plan. And before the trade deadline here in a few weeks or a month, they got to make a few more moves, get worse. They're in the mix for the number one pick while developing, right? While Larkin's had a great year. While bringing, you know, bringing guys along like Chalowski and the like. Like that's, hey, you can get behind that. You can't get behind a business. I mean, it's a folly. It truly is. But I wouldn't get comfortable with Blake. Like I don't know everything, but I know the NBA. Oh, yeah. Oh, but you don't know it. Okay. You're right. I don't know nothing about basketball. You're right. I'm a horse's ass. Guys don't stay in bad situations and sell their bodies out the way Blake is without asking out. So unless you can get to Blake and change his situation quickly and for the better, he gone. You don't have to trade him. But I'll be stunned if very quietly and professionally his team doesn't go to the Pistons and go, okay, we're out. Now, could you change his situation for the better since I think it's kind of turning him on to be a leader? Yeah, sure, if he got to lead a group of young, talented players with upside. But you got to get rid of Jackson and Drummond. You have to. Pieces don't fit. Their attitudes suck. And you know what? I think Blake could be a leader. I think Blake could bring guys along. I think he's showing that component. I don't know if that's 24/7, 365. I don't know if he even would want to commit to something like that. Let's not forget, Blake does have a bit of a bad side. We've seen some of that. Not here, but in his time in L.A. The point is this. He's doing everything he can do to try to help the Pistons reclaim themselves, their identity. I respect it. I do. But I'm last night is just an absolute breaking point to where I don't really like condoning deals that are punitive, but this is an instance where I would. I've just had enough of Reggie. I don't even want to look at him. That's where I'm at with Reggie Jackson. I don't even want to look at him. But, you know, I only watch every game, so there is that. 248-539-9797. I'll get with the people. I wanted to reset everything for you there. We'll knock out some phone calls. We've got some Al Avila audio for you at 5. His brutal honesty is unlike any other GM out there, but I don't know that that's a good thing. We'll play the audio for you then and keep moving along. We have delayed. I know it's generally appointment listening. We have delayed the Who Am I game because I'll be honest with you. You guys are passionate about this, and I dig it, so I want to just talk to you. I don't think we need to do Who Am I today. We could certainly do it tomorrow. No harm, no foul. And I know David has the day off tomorrow, but David never wins the damn game, so it doesn't matter. We'll have an empty chair fill out a folder. Love you, David. You're a good man. You're just very bad at that game.